In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How are they to hear unless it is spoken? And how can it be spoken without the authority to speak? Throughout the Old Testament, our Lord called men and women to preach his word, to announce it, to proclaim it. These were called prophets. They were called directly by him. Through dreams, by revelation, by a burning bush, like with Moses. They were set apart, and there was no institution that man or the church could call anyone else to speak his word. You think of Moses. Moses, he was a shepherd in the desert at that point for 40 years. And the Lord called him out of a burning bush. He had to take off his shoes. He was on holy ground. There was no doubt that it was the Lord God Almighty who was speaking to him. Remember Paul in the New Testament. He encountered Jesus, the risen Jesus Christ, on the road to Damascus. He appeared to him in bright, shining light, like at the transfiguration that we'll hear of in a few weeks. And the Lord Jesus spoke to him immediately. Didn't speak to him through anyone else. And Paul was set apart and called as an apostle. So it was with Anna as well. Anna was set apart. She was called a prophetess. She spoke God's word. And at the same time that Jesus was brought to the temple to be named, to be blessed, to be dedicated as the one who would be our Redeemer, that was the moment Anna came up and preached him. This was unique. There were only five women in the whole of Scriptures. And then there was the group of seven daughters in the book of Acts that were called prophetesses. These were called directly by God. Same with the prophets. And there was no instruction to us to continue to do that. So how are we to hear the word of God? That which is recorded as Holy Scripture, the Bible, those 66 books, are the writings of the prophets and the apostles, those that were called directly by God. They don't speak on the authority of man, but on the authority of God. So it was with every head of the household in the Old Testament, every head of the household in this day and age, with the priests under the Levites, and with the pastors in this time. These guys speak no other word except the prophets and the apostles. I remember, it was actually literally a phone call. Don't want to over-spiritualize it or anything, but it was literally a phone call right after conducting a Christmas Eve service in 2019. That I got a phone call from Pastor Frank down in Mount Olive and says, you have a call to this church way up in the boondocks where the snow comes from. I looked it on the map, it just kept scrolling farther north, farther north. But it was literally a phone call. And then I got the papers in the mail. It was through the church, through you, that God worked. There was no road to Damascus moment. There was no burning bush. It was through you that God called me to be your pastor, to speak the words of the apostles and the prophets. And this is what Simeon and Anna were holding on to. They were holding on to the words that had been spoken to them by the prophets for generations upon generations. They are holding on to the heard word. They were holding on to the promise of redemption and consolation and comfort, that they would not be saved by the blood of goats or the animals sacrificed on the altar of the temple, but that God himself would be the redeemer, that God himself would pay the price, that God himself would be the salvation they longed for, that they had heard and that they'd been comforted with and that they comforted each other with. The same redemption of our bodies that you and I comfort each other with from the prophets and the apostles, that Christ will come again. They considered the words that they'd heard and been taught. And this is what Simeon told Mary and Joseph, that what Jesus had come to do and to be was going to reveal the hearts of everyone. That what Jesus spoke, what Jesus preached, what Jesus did, and the report of what Jesus did, every heart would be revealed, because there is no one on God's green earth in any time who is neutral, who has no opinion about Jesus. Your heart is either hardened in the way of the flesh and your own way, or it's broken down and made anew with the flesh of Christ. When it comes to the message, the proclamation of God becoming man, man to deliver, of God dying on the cross, there is only hearts of stone or hearts of flesh. Now, a heart of stone can become a heart of flesh, and a heart of flesh can become a heart of stone. But there is no one who is neutral. This is what Simeon means when he says that he is appointed for the fall and rising. Many, most, cannot take it that they must trust someone else, a God that they have not seen, for their salvation, that they must trust a word of God, a report from 2,000 years ago. That is unbearable. They stumble over this block, trying to get away from it, trying to make their own way, forge their own path, as it were, trying to find hope and consolation and redemption for their sins and guilt and shame in something other than the cradle and cross of Christ. But there are some, according to God's good and gracious will, that when they are confronted with this word of hope, that they despair of their own flesh and live only by his. Instead of stumbling over that block, it becomes a cornerstone upon which they build their hopes and dreams, that nothing can take away or destroy. That's what Simeon and Anna were building their hopes on, the Christ child. That's what we build our hopes on, the cradle and cross of Christ. For there is a more important call than the one that a pastor gets through the congregation on a Christmas Eve. The more important call that each one of you have received. The call through the gospel that you are his own child. The call through holy baptism that names you a son, an inheritor of eternal life, marked as one redeemed and bought from sin, death, and Satan. All I do is hand you the adoption paper. You are Christ's own son, whether you're a woman or a man, son or daughter. You are a son because you are in Christ. And being in Christ, you have what he won for you. Eternal life, resurrection from the body, resurrection of the body to eternal life. So that you have a foundation, a consolation, a comfort, a cornerstone from the prophets and the apostles declare to you that you are his own child. And if you are his own child, you are no longer a slave to sin, to death, the changes and chances of this world. No, you are a son and an inheritor of eternal life. That call you get reminders of on a regular basis because we too easily forget it. That you are not of this world. You are of Christ. And if you are of Christ, you will follow him from birth to death and into eternal life. There is no better call than the one that Christ has given to you. The one that's written on your baptism certificate, that was written in the book of life when some pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There's no better assurance, cornerstone, or hope than that which has been told to you. That's what we need, and that's what you have. In the name of Jesus, amen.